On Monday, officials announced St. Rose would cut 40 administrative and staff positions, 17 of them unfilled. The college's enrollment of 4,500 is down by about 800 since 2008. President Carolyn Stefanko said the staff cuts are part of a broader strategy to increase revenue and decrease expenses.
We have reduced operating budgets. We have made some changes to benefits. And the last alternative, of course, for us was to eliminate some positions.
The college currently employs 650. Stefanko says additional layoffs are not anticipated and enrollment is looking good for fall.
We have a 140% increase in our accepted graduate students, which we're very excited about. And in terms of deposited students at the undergraduate level, we're seeing the highest numbers that we have in 4 years.
The college is now focusing on fundraising, marketing, and student recruitment. St. Rose recently cut the ribbon to open its new Center for International Programs. Located in a former student residence hall, it gathers under one roof the college's support services for international students, as well as its international recruiting programs, study abroad, English as a second language, and international advising. In addition to providing a welcoming environment, Dr. Hadi Salavidabar, Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost, explains the center functions as a hub for the school's international activities. He has an ambitious agenda.
I want to make sure we get to a point where every one of our students have some kind of an international experience, going overseas to different, short-term and long-term study abroad. I would like to make sure that we have increased the number of our international students on campus, which would assist also not only help them get an American education, but also be able to mingle with our American students and learn from each other.
Salavidabar himself was an international student years ago, something he says prepared him to effectively balance the college's global perspective today.
The fall of 2013, we had about almost 80 international students on campus. Right now, we have over 220. We hope to get some point in the future, about 10% of our campus would be international students.
St. Rose has arrangements with colleges in several faraway lands. Plans include expanding overseas opportunities for U.S.-based students. Colleen Flynn Topalia is the director of the Center for International Programs, which handles recruiting, study abroad, study away, and ESL programs.
We've always had students like Fulbright scholars and other students who found their way to us, but the more proactive recruiting of international students started about 4 or 5 years ago, where we are now traveling to other countries in addition to sort of waiting for those interest emails to sort of find their way to us. We have students here at St. Rose who I met with their parents at fairs in places all over the world.
Undergraduate application numbers for the international program are up 30%, and graduate application numbers have increased tenfold.
50% of the students who finish the application are likely to be successful.
Students who complete accredited programs are allowed to stay in the U.S. to work and build their resumes before they head home. Mikhail Mugisha is a graduate student from Burundi in East Central Africa who began her college career in India, eventually landing at St. Rose. Like many internationals, she is fluent in several languages.
I have French and I have English, and I also have other languages I speak back home. So with that experience, I have the French experience, I have the English experience. It expands the way I view the world and the way I want to experience the world.
Mugisha is pursuing a master's in business administration.
I have a dream of, bringing economic development organizations back home to develop small communities to thrive.
Burundi is one of the 5 poorest countries in the world.
Mikhail is from Burundi, which is the country where I was a Peace Corps volunteer many years ago. And so when her application came in, I was particularly excited about that. And after she was admitted, I was very determined that she should have every opportunity to come to St. Rose.
I think the reason why I came is because she greeted me in my own language, and then she was very personal when she was emailing me, different to other colleges I was applying to. I felt like it was a machine, replying to my emails. but she was more personal.
In Mugisha's case, college education at St. Rose has been a game changer.
Now I feel very confident, and I know kind of what I want to do in life because of these small experiences that I had. That's what we need to do. That's what we wish to do with everybody that comes here at St. Rose with our group, to have that kind of connection and find your place in the world, not only in the U.S. or in your country, but view yourself as a citizen of the world and how you can impact people.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.